And now, on a very different note, it's over to my friend film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he tells us about a film that he really did not like, a film he deems not only morally unhealthy, but also insensitive to important gender and religious issues. Sex and the City 2, which I had a peek at, obviously, in the trailer. What did you think of it?
Sex and the City 2 is not my favourite film of the year. Actually, Sex and the City 1 wasn't my favourite film of the year. It came out, and I'd have to confess, I haven't seen any of the television series episodes.
As far as I'm concerned, they deserve seeing if you're interested in designer clothes and beautiful shoes.
A lot of shoes in this film, and as for designer clothes, somebody said he had started to count the number of costume changes, but they happened so often and so quickly he gave up.
I've been seeing some headlines regarding the release of this film, and although I haven't read other reviews other than your own, it seems to come across as boring.
Yes, I saw some that were fairly negative, I suppose because it wasn't my kind of film. I wasn't thinking of whether people would be fascinated or bored. I think the husbands who are embodied by such characters as Big in the film.
It's been 2 years. Happy anniversary.
Me and you, just us two.
And Aiden, who turns up, who was in the television series.
This is the best mirage that I've ever had.
What?
I'm talking like, I don't know, you come here, you.
They mightn't find it so interesting, but I think any women who were interested in fashion and design probably wouldn't find it so boring.
Well, not a film for thinkers, then.
No. Actually, the first 30 minutes took me aback. It was a celebration of a gay marriage.
You're wearing white.
Like a virgin.
And it went on and on and on, and it's one of the most campy kinds of weddings I think I've ever seen on screen. I was inclined to say strike me pink, but it really came to a climax when the officiating person arrived, and I thought with the massed choir singing Sunrise, Sunset, Until There Was You, and all the design, and it turned out to be Liza Minnelli. Well, then she did a song and dance routine that had all the people on the screen, anyhow, jumping up and down with excitement. So that's how it started. And then I kind of went to their problems, which may or may not be interesting, and then they went to Abu Dhabi for another good third of the film. I thought that as I saw the luxury cars and the rooms, etc., the expenses could have, you know, repaid the debt of an impoverished country.
Could we get another round of champagne?
You are fun in Abu Dhabi.
I was struck to read your review, Peter, because you have the talent for finding something interesting or something thought-provoking in almost everything you see. And here in your review, it really comes out that you find it morally unhealthy. And you also have a line about these women in Abu Dhabi, where they get to be insensitive American tourists, especially concerning dress and sex issues. That's a very serious critique.
Well, it's fascinating in one way. They get invited to go to Abu Dhabi by somebody who wants Samantha to take on a contract to promote his hotels.
I think we need some glamour.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us. Get out of town.
My point exactly.
I can hear the decadence calling.
And so everything is laid on. And it seemed to me over lavishly, if one can say, you know, the capitalist consumerist dream and fantasy. And they don't seem to have much awareness, you know, that there is such a thing as real life. And so towards the end, after they have done a karaoke of I Am Woman, they have to get to the airport. And there's a whole lot of stuff there about the burqa, about Arab women, that underneath the burqa they're really Fifth Avenue devotees as well. And Samantha has got all the vulgar lines, in a sense couldn't care less. And so it's not going to do well in Saudi Arabia, I wouldn't think.
Your last line is very good. You say, real life almost impinges, but they get home, first class flight, and live happily ever after until the next sequel.
Is Jasmine in Aladdin?
Yes, sweetie, but with cocktails.
You've been listening to film critic Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus.